This is the reading for August 3rd. Proverb 23. If you sit down to eat with a ruler, notice the food that is in front of you. Control yourself if you have a big appetite. Don't be greedy for his fine foods, because that food might be a trick. Don't wear yourself out trying to get rich. Be wise enough to control yourself. Wealth can vanish in the wink of an eye. It can seem to grow wings and fly away like an eagle. Don't eat the food of selfish people. Don't be greedy for their fine foods. Selfish people are always worrying about how much the food costs. They tell you, eat and drink, but they don't really mean it. You will throw up the little you have eaten, and you will have wasted your kind words. Don't speak to fools. They will only ignore your wise words. Don't move an old stone that marks a border, and don't take fields that belong to orphans. God, their defender, is strong. He will take their side against you. Remember what you are taught and listen carefully to words of knowledge. Don't fail to punish children. If you spank them, they won't die. If you spank them, you will save them from death. My child, if you are wise, then I will be happy. I will be so pleased if you speak what is right. Don't envy sinners, but always respect the Lord. Then you will have hope for the future, and your wishes will come true. Listen, my child, and be wise. Keep your mind on what is right. Don't drink too much wine or eat too much food. Those who drink and eat too much become poor. They sleep too much and end up wearing rags. Listen to your father who gave you life, and do not forget your mother when she is old. Learn the truth and never reject it. Get wisdom, self-control, and understanding. The father of a good child is very happy. Parents who have wise children are glad because of them. Make your father and mother happy. Give your mother a reason to be glad. My son, pay attention to me and watch closely what I do. A prostitute is as dangerous as a deep pit, and an unfaithful wife is like a narrow well. They ambush you like robbers and cause many men to be unfaithful to their wives. Who has trouble? Who has pain? Who fights? Who complains? Who has unnecessary bruises? Who has bloodshot eyes? It is people who drink too much wine, who try out all different kinds of strong drinks. Don't stare at the wine when it is red, when it sparkles in the cup, when it goes down smoothly. Later, it bites like a snake with poison in its fangs. Your eyes will see strange sights and your mind will be confused. You will feel dizzy, as if you're in a storm on the ocean, as if you're on top of a ship's sails. You will think, they hit me, but I'm not hurt. They beat me up, but I don't remember it. I wish I could wake up. Then I would get another drink. Esther, chapter 1. This is what happened during the time of King Xerxes, the king who ruled the 127 states from India to Kush. In those days, King Xerxes ruled from his capital city of Susa. In the third year of his rule, he gave a banquet for all his important men and royal officers, the army leaders from the countries of Persia and Media, and the important men from all Xerxes' empire were there. The banquet lasted 180 days. All during that time, King Xerxes was showing off the great wealth of his kingdom and his own great riches and glory. When the 180 days were over, the king gave another banquet. It was held in the courtyard of the palace garden for 7 days, and it was for everybody in the palace at Susa, from the greatest to the least. The courtyard had fine white curtains and purple drapes that were tied to silver rings on marble pillars by white and purple cords, and there were gold and silver couches on a floor set with tiles of white marble, shells, and gems. Wine was served in gold cups of various kinds, and there was plenty of the king's wine, because he was very generous. The king commanded that the guests be permitted to drink as much as they wished. He told the wine servers to serve each person what he wanted. Queen Vashti also gave a banquet for the women in the royal palace of King Xerxes. On the 7th day of the banquet, King Xerxes was very happy because he had been drinking much wine. He gave a command to the 7 eunuchs who served him, Mahuman, Bistha, Harbona, Bigtha, Abagtha, Zithar, and Carcass. He commanded them to bring him Queen Vashti wearing her royal crown. She was to come to show her beauty to the people and important men, because she was very beautiful. The eunuchs told Queen Vashti about the king's command, but she refused to come. Then the king became very angry. His anger was like a burning fire. It was a custom for the king to ask advice from experts about law and order. So King Xerxes spoke with white wise men who would know the right thing to do. The wise men the king usually talked to were Karshina, Shethar, Admathah, Tarshish, Meres, Marsena, and Memucan, seven of the important men of Persia and Media. These seven had special privileges to see the king and had the highest rank in the kingdom. The king asked them, "What does the law say must be done to Queen Vashti? She has not obeyed the command of King Xerxes, which the eunuchs took to her." Then Memucan said to the king and the other important men, "Queen Vashti has not done wrong to the king alone. She has also done wrong to all the important men and all the people in all the empire of King Xerxes. All the wives of the important men of Persia and Media will hear about the queen's actions. Then they will no longer honor their husbands. They will say, 'King Xerxes commanded Queen Vashti to be brought to him, but she refused to come.' Today the wives of the important men of Persia and Media have heard about the queen's actions. So they will speak in the same way to their husbands, and there will be no end to disrespect and anger. So, our king, if it pleases you, give a royal order and let it be written in the laws of Persia and Media, which cannot be changed. The law should say Vashti is never again to enter the presence of King Xerxes. Also, let the king give her place as queen to someone who is better than she is. And let the king's order be announced everywhere in his enormous kingdom. Then all the women will respect their husbands from the greatest to the least." The king and his important men were happy with this advice, so King Xerxes did as Memucan suggested. He sent letters to all the states of the kingdom in the writing of each state and in the language of each group of people. These letters announced that each man was to be the ruler of his own family. Esther chapter 2. Later, when King Xerxes was not so angry, he remembered Vashti and what she had done and his order about her. Then the king's personal servants suggested, "Let a search be made for beautiful young girls for the king. Let the king choose supervisors in every state of his kingdom to bring every beautiful young girl to the palace at Susa. They should be taken to the women's quarters and put under the care of Hegai, the king's eunuch in charge of the women. And let beauty treatments be given to them. Then let the girl who most pleases the king become queen in place of Vashti." The king liked this idea, so he did as they said. Now there was a Jewish man in the palace of Susa whose name was Mordecai, son of Jair. Jair was the son of Shemaiah, the son of Kish. Mordecai was from the tribe of Benjamin, which had been taken captive from Jerusalem by Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon. They were part of the group taken into captivity with Jehoiakim, king of Judah. Mordecai had a cousin named Hadassah, who had no father or mother. So Mordecai took care of her. Hadassah was also called Esther, and she had a very pretty figure and face. Mordecai had adopted her as his own daughter when her father and mother died. When the king's command and order had been heard, many girls had been brought to the palace in Susa and put under the care of Hegai. Esther was also taken to the king's palace and put under the care of Hegai, who was in charge of the women. Esther pleased Hegai, and he liked her. So Hegai quickly began giving Esther her beauty treatments and special food. He gave her seven servant girls chosen from the king's palace. Then he moved her and her seven servant girls to the best part of the women's quarters. Esther did not tell anyone about her family or who her people were, because Mordecai had told her not to. Every day Mordecai walked back and forth near the courtyard where the king's women lived to find out how Esther was and what was happening to her. Before a girl could take her turn with King Xerxes, she had to complete 12 months of beauty treatments that were ordered for the women. For 6 months she was treated with oil and myrrh, and for 6 months with perfumes and cosmetics. Then she was ready to go to the king. Anything she asked for was given to her to take with her from the women's quarters to the king's palace. In the evening she would go to the king's palace, and in the morning she would return to another part of the women's quarters. There she would be placed under the care of Shezgaz, the king's eunuch in charge of the slave women. The girl would not go back to the king again unless he was pleased with her and asked for her by name. The time came for Esther, daughter of Abihail, Mordecai's uncle, who had been adopted by Mordecai, to go to the king. She asked for only what Haggai suggested she should take. Haggai was the king's eunuch, who was in charge of the women. Everyone who saw Esther liked her. So Esther was taken to King Xerxes in the royal palace in the 10th month, the month of Tebeth, during Xerxes' 7th year as king. And the king was pleased with Esther more than with any of the other girls. He liked her more than any of the other girls, so he put a royal crown on her head and made her queen in place of Vashti. Then the king gave a great banquet for Esther and invited all his important men and royal officers. He announced a holiday for all the empire and had the government give away gifts. Now Mordecai was sitting at the king's gate when the girls were gathered the second time. Esther still had not told anyone about her family or who her people were, just as Mordecai had commanded her. She obeyed Mordecai just as she had done when she was under his care. Now Bigthana and Teresh were two of the king's officers who guarded the doorway. While Mordecai was sitting at the king's gate, they became angry and began to make plans to kill King Xerxes. But Mordecai found out about their plans and told Queen Esther. Then Esther told the king how Mordecai had discovered the evil plan. When the report was investigated, it was found to be true, and the two officers who had planned to kill the king were hanged. All this was written down in the daily court record in the king's presence.
Chapter 2.
Brothers and sisters, we have this request to make of you about our Lord Jesus Christ coming and our gathering to meet him. Don't get upset right away or alarmed when someone claims that we said through some spirit, conversation, or letter that the day of the Lord has already come. Don't let anyone deceive you about this in any way. That day cannot come unless a revolt takes place first and the man of sin, the man of destruction, is revealed. He opposes every so-called god or anything that is worshipped and places himself above them, sitting in God's temple and claiming to be God. Don't you remember that I told you about these things when I was still with you? You know what it is that now holds him back, so that he will be revealed when his time comes. The mystery of this sin is already at work, but it cannot work effectively until the person now holding it back gets out of the way. Then the man of sin will be revealed, and the Lord Jesus will destroy him by what he says. When the Lord Jesus comes, his appearance will put an end to this man. The man of sin will come with the power of Satan. He will use every kind of power, including miraculous and wonderful signs, but they will be lies. He will use everything that God disapproves of to deceive those who are dying, those who refuse to love the truth that would save them. That's why God will send them a powerful delusion, so that they will believe a lie. Then everyone who did not believe the truth, but was delighted with what God disapproves of, will be condemned. We always have to thank God for you, brothers and sisters. You are loved by the Lord, and we thank God that in the beginning he chose you to be saved through a life of spiritual devotion and faith in the truth. With this in mind, he called you by the good news, which we told you so that you would obtain the glory of our Lord Jesus Christ. Then, brothers and sisters, firmly hold on to the traditions we taught you, either when we spoke to you or in our letter. God our Father loved us, and by his kindness, gave us everlasting encouragement and good hope. Together with our Lord Jesus Christ, may he encourage and strengthen you to do and say everything that is good.